Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Nisaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Sarasati Muramani Prachari Nirvisesha Shunyavada Pascha Panchakalpa-chubhyascha, Kripa-sindhubhyayavacha, Patitanam-pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo. Bhagavatam Nama Puranabhami Samutam Uttama Shloka Charitam Shikara Bhagavan Shikara Chalukasya Danyam Swastaya Namuhat Mustafaya Shubhavayashu Nishanabhagavan. Waited with bowed head as the Brahmin, pleased with the king's attitude, began to reply.
To Krishna, 继续说道：“有智慧的亚度国王，他总是对婆罗门毕恭毕敬，他低着头，一直等待着。这位婆罗门对这国王的态度感到非常满意。” 便开始说回答。When
we ask questions, we should have a humble attitude, but we want to hear the answer. Right?
当我们提问题的时候，我们必须得怀着一颗谦卑的心态去等待着聆听答案。
I haven't experienced that in this country, but in some places, we get people, especially in a public meeting. They want to ask a question that nobody can answer. We go off the table a lot. So that kind of question is
just...
Shanti me Gunavora Jan Bahavo Buddha Jaya Mukto Tamiya Tanjima Shri Brahmana Vacha Shanti me Gunavora Jan Bahavo Buddha Pashita Buddha Mukto Tamiya Tanjima. Word for word. The Brahmana Vacha. Shanti, there are. May, my.
What?
Gurudeva, the masters.
Lingshiman.
Okay. Bahava. Many.
Shido.
Buddhi, by my intelligence.
凭借我的智慧.
Ashita, taking shelter.
托庇于.
Yata, from whom?
从谁那里?
Buddhi, intelligence.
智慧.
Padaya, gaining.
获得.
Mukta, liberated.
解脱了的.
Atami, I wonder.
我漫游.
Iha, in this world.
在这个世上。
他 them
他们
Shinu, please hear.
请聆听。
The Brahmana said, My dear king, with my intelligence I have taken shelter of many spiritual masters, having gained transcendental understanding from them, and no wonder about the earth and liberated condition. Please listen as I describe them to you.
译文，那位 Brahmana 说，我亲爱的国王，我通过智性托庇于许多灵隐导师，我从他们那里得到了超然的领悟，因此我目前处在解脱的状态当中，漫游地球，请听我说。
The word Bhūtyupāśrita in this verse indicates that the Brahmana's spiritual master did not directly speak to them. Instead, he learned from them by his intelligence. All living entities who are inimical to Lord Krishna glorify useless material things and spend their lives trying to lord it over the material objects. And false worship. Thus, the conditioned souls try to increase their duration of life, as well as their fame and beauty, by means of mundane religiosity, economic development, and gross sense gratification.
Brahmana 的灵性导师们。并不直接跟他对话，而是他凭借自身的智性向他们学习。敌视主 Krishna 的所有生物体，荣耀着没有用处的物质，把生命消磨在设法拥有他们错误崇拜的物质对象上。因此，受条件限制的灵魂竭力通过世俗宗教、经济发展和粗糙的感官享乐延长生命。
The king noted that the Avaduta did not behave like that. Therefore, the king was inquisitive to find out what the actual situation of Brahmana. In reply to the king, the saintly Brahmana states, I do not consider the 24 elements in the physical world as objects of my sense gratification. Therefore, I don't consider accepting or rejecting them. Rather, I accept the material elements as my instructing spiritual
master. 亚德王注意到那位阿杜塔圣人并不这么行为，所以国王十分好奇，想了解那位 Brahmana。 Brahmana 圣人回答道，我不认为物质世界的24种元素是我感官享乐的对象，所以我不接受也不拒绝，相反我把物质元素接受为我的训示灵性导师。
Thus, even though wandering throughout the material world, I'm never bereft of service to the Guru. Taking shelter of steady intelligence, I travel about the earth constantly engaged in the transcendental platform. By intelligence, I transcend useless desires, and my ultimate goal is the loving devotional service of the Lord. Now shall I explain to you about my 24 spiritual masters.
Thus, 即便我在物质世界纵横漫游，但却从未停止服务 Guru 们。由于托庇于稳定的智性，所以我恒常在超然层面上云游地球。我凭靠智性超脱无用的欲望。我的终极目标是为主从事奉爱服务。现在，我要向你讲明我的24位灵性导师。
So this is a very interesting section. How are we supposed to learn from everything?
所以这一部分是非常有趣的，就是我们怎么能向万事万物来学习。
So, of course, to finally learn about Krishna, we have to get a spiritual master to teach this person. So he's saying how he's learning from everything that he observed.Many people can learn something from everything, and that's an intelligent person.
所以为了了解 Krishna, 我们必定要托庇于一位灵性导师们，向他学习。 我们也可以从万事万物当中来吸取一些教训教导。
So first he gives a summary, then gradually he gives the details.
那首先他进行了个总结，再继续的具体的讲述。
Prithivi vayur akasham apo gnis chandrama ravi kapoto jagha sindhu patango madukrit gaja madukha hanino mina pingala kuro 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 ro barka kumari sara krit sarpa urna nabi supe sakrit Ete me guruvo raja chatur vimshatir ashita siksha vritibhir ete sam anva shik sam yatna. I have taken shelter of 24 gurus who are the following: the earth, the air, the sky, water, fire, moon, sun, pigeon and python, the sea, a moth, honeybee, elephant, and honey thief, the deer, which is fish, prostitute pingala, the karara bird, and the child, and the young girl, arrow maker, serpent, spider, and wasp. My dear king, by studying their activities, I have learned the science of this.
译文：王啊，我已托病于以下24位孤乳：大地、空气、天空、水、火、月亮、太阳、鸽子、巨蟒、海洋、飞蛾、蜜蜂、大象、偷蜜的贼、鹿儿、鱼、妓女、听个了、库拉拉鸟和孩童、小女孩、剑伤、毒蛇、蜘蛛和黄蜂。我亲爱的国王，通过研究他们的活动，我学习到有关于自我的科学。
Wasp is known as Supesha Krit because it causes the insect that it kills to take a beautiful form in the next life.
黄蜂叫做 Supesha Krit， 因为它使被它杀死的昆虫来世具有美丽的形体。
Toyad Anukshikshami Itava Namushat Nidra Tat Tata Purusho Vyatra Nibodha Katayamite. Listen, O tiger of unmen, Rajayati, as I explain to you what I've learned from each of these groups.
Even Maharaj Yayati 之子啊，人中之虎啊，请听好，我将向您讲解我从每位孤儿那里学来的。
Utaya, Akra, Manopi, Tiro, Daiva, Sanungai, Tan, Vidvan, Na, Chalain, Margai, Anva, Shiksham, Chitir. Sober person, even when harassed by a living being,should understand that his aggressors are being helplessly under the control of God, and thus he should never be distracted from progress on his own path. This rule I've learned from the earth.
世界三十七，译文：头脑清醒的人，甚至在受到其他生物骚扰时，都该明白他的各种侵略者全在神的控制下无助的行为。因此他绝不该心猿意马偏离自己的道路。我从大地学得这一法则。
So we should learn all these lessons. We may have an advantage because you read them. You don't have so much intelligence to figure it out. Report. The earth is a symbol of tolerance.By a deep oil drilling, atomic explosions, pollution, and so on, the earth is constantly harassed by the monads living entity. Sometimes lush forests are cut down by greedy men with commercial interest, and thus a wasteland is created.
恶魔般的生物体通过在深海钻井、抽取石油、原子能爆炸和制造污染等不断侵扰大地，又是茂密的森林被贪得无厌的人乱砍乱伐，导致土地荒芜。
Sometimes your surface is soaked by the blood of soldiers fighting savage water. Yet despite all these disturbances, the earth continues to provide all necessary for the living being.
有时大地被浴血战死沙场的将士的鲜血浸湿，然而尽管遭受所有这些打扰，大地仍继续为芸芸众生提供一切所需。
This way we can learn the art of tolerance.
如此，人可以通过研究大地学到容忍的艺术。
But sometimes she reacts. So we have earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes.
但有的时候，大地也进行反击，比如说会有地震啊、飓风啊、海啸。
When the abuse gets to be too much, naturally there's some kind of reaction.
如果对大地太过于滥砍滥伐、太虐待的话，那一定会有一些反应。
We're seeing it all over there. There's something called sinkholes. In the middle of the city, all of a sudden, the whole building sinks to the ground.
就我们见到有这种现象，就突然呢。这个在大都市当中有一座高大厦，它突然就陷在地塌陷下去了，这个高楼下倾斜了。
But basically, you know, still food grows, trees are growing, so it's very tall.
但是一般而言呢，这个树木还会照常生长。万事万物还都在那里，很茂密，所以这表明它是非常容忍的。
Shastak, art of serving, art tai kanta samba, sadhu sikshita bhuvito, nagashisha paratmatam.Saintly person should learn from the mountain to devote all his efforts to the service of others and to make the welfare of others the sole reason of existence. Similarly, as a disciple of the tree, should learn to dedicate himself to others.
世界三十八译文：圣人应该向山学习，倾其全力服务他人，并把造福他人视为一己活动、活着生活的。唯一原因，同样作为树木的门徒，他应该学会为他人奉献。
Great mountains bear unlimited quantities of earth, which in turn give sustenance to numerous forms of life, trees, grass, birds, animals, and so on. Mountains also pour forth water, crystalline in the form of waterfalls and rivers.And this water gives life to all. By studying the example of mountains, one should learn the art of providing for happiness of all the entities.
崇山峻岭拥有无限泥土，这泥土反过来为树木、草、飞禽走兽等无数形式的生命提供了食物。崇山峻岭还以瀑布、河流的形式源源不断地流淌着晶莹剔透的清水，这水使万物生机勃发。
So this gives us some better way to look at mountains and things instead of just kind of always very deep and clear and look deeper and understand more about them.
是这就给我们让我们能够更好的了解这崇山峻岭，也对于。 这个山脉有更进一步的深入的理解。
So like when we see a mountain without snow, it keeps all that snow on the top, and then it gets warmer, and snow melts, and then you get a lot of water, fish, many things.
有的时候看到有一些那个山脉呢，它是山峰上是覆盖着白雪。
They're also very beautiful. People enjoy climbing on mountains, seeing all the different types of trees.
当这个雪水融化的时候呢，就是清泉就会顺山流下来，然后这个我们就可以看到这山上啊长着各式各样的树木。
We climbed one mountain in the south, was it Yunnan?
Yunnan.
In China.
Lishan.
It's, you know, next is India, that part of China. Very tall. And there were so many different kinds of trees, and at the top, huge trees, so big, you couldn't see around them, you couldn't see the top.So they can get such good wood for building temples on this tree. But they only grow in the high mountains.
我们在那个中印边界上呢，看到有那个大山，那山上生长着巨大的树木。它的这个树顶看不见，而且也看不见这树冠到底覆盖着多少距离。像这样的大树呢，是特别适合来建庙的。
Similarly, we should take lessons from pious tree who offer innumerable benefits like fruit, flower, shade, and medicinal extract. Even when a tree is cut down and dragged away, the tree does not protest but continues to give service to others in the form of firewood. Thus, one should become a disciple of such magnanimous trees and learn from them the qualities of saintly conduct.
通过研究高山人应该学到为众生提供快乐的艺术。同样，人可以从提供花果、阴凉的树荫、药叶等无数碧绿的虔诚树木那里吸取精彩的教导。即使树木骤然间被砍倒拖走，却不做思考反抗，而是甘愿当柴火，继续服务他人。因此，人应该成为宽宏大量的树木的门徒，学习他们圣洁的情操。
The tree is special in many ways. The tree is valuable while it's alive for all these purposes. It gives fruits, flowers, shade.
树木呢，它是非常特殊的。以很珍贵的，因为它能够提供果实、鲜花和树荫。
And they give oxygen, which our bodies need oxygen.
它还给人类提供了人类所需的氧气。
The trees breathe in what we breathe out, which is poison for us, and give out oxygen. So that's very important.
树木它会吸收就人体呼出的二氧化碳，而且二氧化碳呢是对我们人类来说是有是毒气的。
And they provide home for so many different kinds of birds.
树木也给各种各样的鸟类提供了鸟巢。
And they have a lot to do with water. Takes up water from the earth, and then they help to create the clouds and the rain. Very, very important. There's many, many, like China now, they've been planting so many trees because we realize.
树木呢，还从大地吸取水分，而这个水分就会蒸发到天空中，形成云朵。 这个树非常重要，现在我们中国也大力的就是植树，认识到这个森林植被的重要性。
Actually, it's one of my things I especially like about China. There's so many trees, even in every city in the big crazy cities, so many trees. But I like that.
马老师他特别喜欢中国的一个理由呢，就是说在中国即便是那些大城市大都市也有很多的树木只覆盖着。
There's a famous poem, one of my mother's favorite poems.
有一首著名的诗歌，也是我母亲特别喜欢的歌。
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
我从来没有见过就是像树那样优美的诗歌。
I won't read the whole thing. The last line says, poems are made by fools like me.
最后一行，我中间就略过这中间的一个部分了。最后一行就是说，像我这样的傻瓜在建造一个家园。
But only God can make a tree.
但是只有上帝才能建造一棵树。
Yes. You can appreciate in that way. No human being can manufacture a tree. One tree produces millions of seeds, and from every seed can produce another tree. And it's amazing how Krishna does these things. Right?
就一棵。一棵树木嘛，它那个可以结出上百万个果实，而每一个果实呢，它们那个籽里面的果实呢，又可以再生长出一棵树木，所以只有神才能创造这样令人惊异的景象。
Like sometimes immediately people say, well, you know, that killing vegetables also that's a stupid argument.
有些食肉的人他们就会反驳说啊，那植物也有生命，你们也在杀植物啊，但是他们这个论点是愚蠢的。
Because the fruits and vegetables, that's the food that Krishna is provided for the meat.
因为果实还有植被是神提供给人类食物。
But like a fruit tree, so many fruits on the treeLives for hundreds of years.
有一些树木，它们的本身的寿命就上百年的寿命，它们提供了成千上万的果实。
And every fruit has seeds, like mango or something has one seed. Most fruits have many seeds, so from every fruit you can get many more trees.
你像芒果这样
the more you get, the more.
虽然像芒果这样的只有里面只有一个核，但是有很多的其他的水果，它们里头包含着很多的籽，然后这样的你吃完之后呢，就会结出更多的这个长成更多的树木。
According to Madhvacharya, Srila Madhvacharya, the word prarthaikamtasambhava indicates that one should dedicate all one's wealth and other assets to the welfare of others. When one's acquired opulence, one should especially try to please the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of God.
Srila Madhvacharya 说词语 prarthaikamtasambhava 表明人应该奉献出一己所有的财富造福于他人，人应该尤其用来用财富取悦领导师和至尊的神手。
And Krishna says many times in Bhagavad Gita, when one is working for the welfare of everyone, whatever we have, we should be thinking how that can help other people, smaller people.
主奎师呢，在博家梵歌很多地方都提到了，人应该为了众生的福祉而工作，无论他拥有什么，都应该用来为他人造福。
Not only other people, other animals, earth, plants, and everything. We should be thinking how we can benefit. Of course, by spreading the holy name, we can do great benefits.
不仅仅是人类，动物包括动物啊、鸟类啊、植物，我们都应该想着怎么造福他们。就是通过吟诵吟唱圣名就可以造福他们，但是尤其人类会更加受益。
Thus, the demigods and all their truly respectable superior personnel will automatically be pleased. By developing saintly conduct, as described in this verse, one will become tolerant and will be free from the useless agitation of the material senses, which drive one of the wonders and ultimate searching of the material happiness.
如此，办事人和所有真正德高望重的长者会自动被得以取悦。就如这个世界所说，通过培养圣洁的情操，人会变得宽容，从而使人免受物质感官毫无益处的摧蛹，因为物质感官驱使人在世间到处游荡，徒劳地寻觅物质快乐。
Emphasize the tree's quality of tolerance to royal beasts, which is not. We should be more tolerant to the tree.
Chaitanya Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 也曾强调树木宽容的品质. Taroiva Sahisnuna.
People chop down trees, people make them.
有的树木呢，它们有非常粗壮的这个枝干，你即使砍断了，它也会抗议。
So in this case, it means we tolerate. We want to enjoy this, we want to enjoy that. But we tolerate these urges, all the shifts, these layers.
这个比喻呢，就表明了我们应该非常的容忍各种感官的催涌，容忍这个欲望那个欲望，就是。这些我们还要容忍那些就是疯狂的人，容忍冷，容忍热。
One of the tolerant tree can chant the holy name of Krishna constantly, finding ever new senses.
像树一样宽容的人能不断地唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，找到永恒长新的满足。
So next time you see a tree, try to remember.
所以下回你见到一个树木，就会立刻联想到。
We look for the shade of a tree, but the tree can't. The tree has to stand in the sun and the shade.
但炎炎的夏日呢，我们都会寻找这树荫。可是呢，谁又给这些树木来提供护荫呢
？If you go in the north, winter they get covered with ice, so heavy the branches break off.
在北方冬季的时候呢，就是皑皑的白雪就覆盖着这些树木，有时候甚至把这树干都压断了。
Anna, Vichaya, Santushin, Munir, Nivin, Vyana, Vyana, Mita, Nasya, Nava, Kiriyata, Namah.Learned sage should take his satisfaction in the simple maintenance of his existence and should not seek satisfaction through gratifying the material senses. In other words, one should care for the material body in such a way that one's higher knowledge is not destroyed, so that one's speech and mind are not deviated in self-realization.
世界三十九，译文：学识渊博的圣人应该满足于仅仅维持他的生存，而不该通过感官享乐寻求满足。换言之，人照顾物质躯体的方式不该毁了一己高尚的知识，如此人的言语和心意才不会偏离对自我的觉悟。
Wise man does not absorb his consciousness in forms, flavors, aromas, sensations of material sense gratification. The brother accepts activities, eating and sleeping, something to keep the body and soul together.
要知，智者不沉迷于视觉、味觉、嗅觉、触觉的感官享乐，他们接受吃、睡等活动，只是为了把躯体和灵魂维系在一起。
You see how the Maya is agitating everybody, putting, making beautiful advertisement pictures, and having more and more flavors of ice cream and cigarettes and so much perfume, all these crazy things.
妈呀呢，总是给人类提供各种各样的这个诱惑，有铺天盖地的广告啊，就宣扬冰激凌的口味，有各式各样的，还有各种各样的香烟香水，都让人们催促人们从事感官享乐。
You should eat to live.Not live to eat.
他爸说过，我们吃是为了活着，活着不是为了吃。
We need to eat to keep the body alive. But many people, they're just eating, they're living just to eat, just thinking where the next restaurant is. What am I going to eat next?
所以人吃东西是为了去活着。但是有的人呢，他们恰恰相反，他们活着总是在想，哎，我下一顿饭到哪个饭馆呢？我下一餐该吃些什么呢？
One must properly maintain one's body by regular activity, eating, sleeping, cleansing, etc. Unless one's mind will become, otherwise the mind will become weak, and the spiritual knowledge will fade away. One eats too austerely, or in the name of selflessness, accepts impure food.Similarly, one loses control of the mind. One eats food that is excessively fatty or rich, will be unwanted increase in sleep, and soon when the mind is rich, will be overwhelmed with passion and ignorance.
人应该正确地维系身体，有规律地吃睡、清洁等等，不然心意会变得脆弱，人的灵性知识又会逐渐凋谢。人如果吃得过于清苦，或者以无私忘我的名义接受不洁的食物，心意必然失控。另一方面，人如果吃得过于油腻丰盛，会变得贪睡，滋生多余的津液，从而心意和言语淹没在激情和愚昧属性中。
Krishna summarized the whole matter in Bhagavad Gita by his statement, "Yukta Haravihara."Yukta chastasya kamasutra. One should moderately and intelligently regulate all one's bodily activities so they are favorable to self-realization. This technique is taught by the modified spiritual master. If one is too austere or too much in sense gratification, self-realization is impossible.
To Krishna said,巴格吉塔中言简意赅的总结说 Yuktahara viharasya yuktachetasya karmasu 人应该适度而有智慧地控制一己所有的躯体活动，这样才 才有助于觉悟自我。这一技巧经由真正的灵性导师传授。人若过于苦行或纵情于感官享乐，便不能觉悟自我。
It is the duty of a devotee of the Lord to avoid seeing any objects as separate from Krishna, because that is illusion. A gentleman will never try to enjoy the property of another gentleman. Similarly, if one sees everything in relation to Krishna, there is no scope for material sense gratification. If one sees material objects as separate from Krishna, then one's material enjoying the principle is immediately aroused.
主的奉献者的职责是避免看一切与 Krishna 无关，因为是一切跟 Krishna 无关乃是幻象，绅士绝不试图享受另一位绅士的财产。同样，人如果看待万事万物跟 Krishna 息息相关，物质感官享乐便无机可乘。但是人如果视所有感物质对象跟 Krishna 无关，那么他的物质享乐的倾向会油然而生。
That's what Krishna taught in the very Chatur Shloki of the Bhagavatam. Anything seen separately from me, that is mine.
Krishna 就在佛教法坛的那个四个种子师节就说，谁要是看就是事物跟我是没有关系分离的呢，那是玛雅导致的。
Nothing is separate from Krishna.
没有什么
whether it seems good or bad, it's all Krishna's energy.
没有什么是跟 Krishna 分离的，无论好无论坏都是 Krishna 的能量。
If we see that this belongs to Krishna, it has to be used in Krishna's service, then we can be peaceful and avoid dovetailing. But if we see, oh, this is mine, how can I enjoy it? And we go crazy and we want more and more.
我们应该看到一切万事万物都属于 Krishna, 都应该用来服务 Krishna, 这样才会内心平和。相反，如果觉得是我的，那么我就会开始有这个享乐的倾向，那个事就会变得疯狂，就会想越来越多进行享受。
Human being must be intelligent enough to distinguish between prayers, temporary gratification, and permanent benefit.One may accept sense and activity in a regulated, limited fashion so that one will respond to serving Krishna. If one excessively indulges in material senses, one will lose one's gravity and seriousness of Krishna. It acts like an illusion.
人应该睿智明达，分清 Priyas 短暂享乐和 Shriyas 永恒的福祉。人可以接受有节制的感规范性感恩活动，使自己坚定服务 Krishna。然而，人若纵情于物质感恩享乐，就不会认真灵修，而是像普通的物质主义者那样行动。
The ultimate goal is stated here is Gana, steady consciousness.The absolute truth of Krishna.
正像这里说的，终极目标是 Jnana, 坚定不移的知觉绝对真理主 Krishna.
Okay. Next verse has a very long clip for me. It's time for questions.
那么现在就该到了回答问题的时间。Mara, I have a question. I have two questions. One is like in our association, Like, I bought a dish washing machine. Some devotee rejected that. Asked, is there a dishwashing machine in the spiritual world? So I'm wondering whether should we use this dishwashing machine or use only the ordinary sink to wash the plates of devotees.
Well, if it saves time for the devotees to do more other service, then it can be useful. Just like any machine, if we can use it, then it helps us to have more time for other things, and it's good.
Okay. 我刚才问的第一个问题就是说，比如说我们也有那个普通的水池子，也有洗碗机啊。现在，那我们是用普通的水池子洗碗，那涟漪的时候，还是用那个洗碗机洗啊？就是，马尔说，如果能用洗碗机，能节约时间，可以让我们去做其他的服务，那我们可以利用这些机器，这机器就是好的。
You'll have to check if it really helps to save time.
我们需要来检查一下，是不是真的能够节省时间。
I don't think anybody objects to the clothes washing machine.
那我觉得，我想不会有人拒绝那个洗衣机。
Does anybody object to that?
In India, they don't use that.
No, in Vrindavan there's so many.
Oh.
Yeah, and so many shops. That I'm saying anywhere, that I never heard of a devotee saying, oh, we shouldn't use the clothes washing machine. Yeah, it saves a lot of time.
就是像在文达文也有洗衣机，从来不会有奉献人说，就是排斥洗衣机，因为洗衣机可以节约时间。
You'll have to experiment because I know when I was a child we had a dishwashing machine.
那我们需要试验。阿尔说他记得小时候呢，有那个家里有洗碗机。
Still, you have to rinse them off quite a bit before you put them in the dishwasher.
但是那个在用洗碗机之前呢，还得把那里的残渣剩饭呢，确实得它抹掉。
You have to put them all in there carefully and take them out. So, that takes time also. If it saves a lot of time, so the devotees can do more efficiently.
Mm-hmm. 在把那个就是洗碗之前呢，就还得把它码好。在里头，然后等洗完之后呢，还得把一个个取出来，所以得试验看那个洗碗机是不是真能时间，如果是能节约时间，那是好的。
Okay.
Okay. 有人不喜欢那洗碗机的话，就让这个不喜欢的人洗碗。
They don't even have dishes in the spiritual world. Maybe they just need all the manualBetter.
They eat from what?
Banana leaf.
Banana leaf. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
在灵性世界，甚至连碗都没有。他们是用这个香蕉叶子做成的盘子来吃东西。
I don't know. We'll find out when we get.
我不知道，除非真的回到灵性世界。
Maybe the dishes wash themselves.
也许这个灵异世界可能这个碗就自动的就清洁了。
Okay, any other question?
那 number basis Rajendra Das has added WeChat to you. Please open the door and discuss something with you. Discuss.
Okay.
阿拉是晚上会
不是男生。
哦，那现在走对了。
Gross body is based on the subtle body. According to our mind, we get a body. The subtle body has all the desires. The body is dead, but we think that it's the body. The mind identifies with the body. Like a ghost, they have only a subtle body. So they're very frustrated because they have all the same desires but they can't enjoy it. You can't do the things.
So 我刚才提这个问题就是说我们有粗糙的躯体和精微躯体。那么粗糙层面的那个因果啊是不是跟精微层面的这个因果就是运作方式是一样的呢？马尔说就是我们这个精微的躯体也有欲望啊，它是由心意之性假我构成的。这个躯体实际上是没有生命的，只是因为认同于这个躯体，这个心认同于这个躯体，所以好像是这个躯体粗糙的躯体在活动着一样。那比如说像鬼魂，他们没有这粗糙的躯体，所以他们总是感到非常的受挫，因为他们的欲望没法满足。
condition.
精微的层面，精微的躯体它也是受条件限制的，一种受条件限制。
Mind creates what we do, and what we do creates our karma. But we do things with our gross body and we suffer the karma. The gross body may get injured.
是这个心意，就他首先是在心意里头有一个想法，然后呢，他就付诸了实施，这粗糙的躯体就开始，去活动了，是吧？对。老体奉献者需要用太多时间研究物质二送元素吗？研习物质元素属于次要服务吗？另外，孤儿联合组。Does devotee need too much time to study those 24 material elements? So.Study material elements belong to secondary series.
Well, we don't know how many years he's traveled and studied. Probably a long time.
我们不知道他花多少年来研究，可能他漫游了很多年，云游了很多年。That's it. Next.
Okay.
所以下一个问题，品质培养到谦卑，还需要再培养宽容吗？明白，孤儿莲花组。If we have cultivated the quality of humbleness, do we need to cultivate the quality of tolerance?
Well, they go together.
他们是一起的。
So probably if someone's very humble, they would become.
一个非常谦卑的人很可能就非常容忍、宽容。
But if we think I am very humble and I'm very proud of being humble, I may not be tolerant.
在我们想着我特别的谦卑，我为我的谦卑感到自豪和骄傲，那我们就不会容忍了，宽容。
Or if we're very proud of being tolerant, we may not be humble and be proud.
或者是我们为自己非常的宽容而感到自豪和骄傲，那我们就不会谦卑了。
So it's a touchy thing, but generally they go together. If a person is genuinely humble, he will obviously be tolerant.
一个真正谦卑的人，他肯定是非常宽容的。
Right.
下一个，感谢 Rajendra， 感谢 Maharaj， 从大地、高山等等学到的是优秀品质。如果努力做奉爱服务，这优秀品质岂不自动就拥有了？Thank you, Mar. We learn.
We read the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's very humble, but he'll say, I'm fucked up, I'm not tolerant, I'm angry. I feel like that.Because he's really humble.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他的诗歌集当中，我们屡屡就听到这样的诗歌。他在祈祷，就是说，我特别的骄傲，我特别的傲慢，又充满了愤怒。但实际上，他是非常谦卑的。
Okay.
Rajendra Prabhu asked the question that we learn all those excellent qualities from earth and mountain, but if we endeavor for devotional service, automatically we'll have all those excellent qualities.
Yeah. Is that...If we're really seeking devotional service, though, we'll get purified and we have to, we automatically will try to develop these qualities also and see them others and think, I want to be like that.
如果我们真正的从事奉献服务，就会获得净化，从而自动的培养出这样的品质。因此，当我们看到别的人拥有这样品质，也会从内心油然而生的想像其他人一样。
所以这种 bhakti means being tolerant. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, in order to chant all the time, we have to be tolerant like a tree. We have to be. So that means we have to think of.We have to be enthusiastic and hang in there, and you have to be patient. That means tolerant. Otherwise, in our devotional service in the world.
Bhakti 就是容忍，就是像树木那样有宽容心，而且有耐心。就在教诲的甘露这个世界，就是谈到了人应该有热情、有耐心、坚决的从事奉献服务。这里提到的耐心，就等同于宽容。
And if someone is genuinely Krishna conscious, he won't think, oh, I'm a devotee, I'm purified, and have all the qualities.
一个真正拥有 Krishna 直觉的人，他从来不自认为是奉献者，自认为很进化了，自认为拥有了很好的品质。
Right.
对吗？
Yeah.
Not. 那下一个 next.
Yeah.
我们来看一下 Radha Nanda 的问题。Hare Krishna， 询问顶拜敬爱 Gurudev， 圣恩 Prabhupada 说。集体 kirtan 就不会缺钱，如何理解圣恩这个训旨 ？So Radhananda offer deep obeisance to your Gurudev. Not be any lack of money. How can we understand this instruction from his divine grace?
Well, if we had complete faith in it, that's a good thing.
如果我们拥有巨大的信心，这就是最好的理解。
But a devotee that's absorbed in sankirtan, you know, he don't feel satisfied. But there's always enough to live. We may think, well, I don't have enough to do this and that, but he has faith that he just try Krishna.
一个奉献者，他们总是心满意足，他们就觉得，他们现有的已经足够维持他们生活了，根本不缺什么，不缺乏什么。
Okay, the best way to understand it, absolute faith.
所以，最好的理解的方法就是拥有绝对的信念、信心。Well, there seems to be no more questions, Maharaj.
Yes.
The next question is the same as the above one.
Mm-hmm.
It says that we learn from earth and mountain this good quality, but when we do devotional service, we'll automatically cultivate all those qualities.Let me see if there are any questions. Okay. Mar 说就是再等几分钟，看大家还有什么问题提的需要提的吗
？Anyway, I hope from this we can learn to look at the world.Different way and try to learn
better. 无论如何，就今天我们从这个今天可以遇到很多的教导。如果有问题，现在抓紧时间提。 So Rajan Prabhu said that he had a lot of questions can ask until midnight.
You said that, Nityananda?
Rajendra Prabhu.
She
said he will ask the question until on Friday morning.
Okay. We'll be ready.
好，那妈妈说她准备好，周五早上再回答。
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai. Hello.
Hey, Shen.
好，那我们今天晚上的这些服务源于聆听。
重要，各位有就会很对。At least I can remember this prayer. One of my god sisters, she was quite old when she joined. And then, so she got very old and she was in a home for old people. She could only remember the Mahamantra. She sang very beautifully, and all the other old people, they liked it very much.
Is she still alive?
No, she left her body. She was quite very old. So, you know, we could hope for that, that could happen to us. You know, we forget everything except the Mahamantra we've.
Yeah.
Instead of every time we want to chant, you know, we remember everything but them. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Mara. For the wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Bhagavatam. So wonderful.
Mara 说感谢盛典国家瓦坛，太精彩了。
And Jagannath Puri with almost no people. They allowed it, but nobody would, just very few people there, but they did it.
They sent a message that during the there's a Leela, it's a very interesting Leela concerning this, how they can carry out this Radha Yatra.
Yeah, I'm going to tell this Leela. He did it.
So is Lord Jagannath very satisfied with so few number of people attending the Radha Yatra?
No, but it was broadcast on the internet and the television world, so so many people saw it.
So it's more people can attend by this method.
Yeah, maybe. Many
people.
So, many people. Krishna's arranging something.
So they even offer food on the on website, online offering.
It's online, it's on television, it's everywhere. Facebook.
Even more.
Okay. Okay. Tom K. John.
Jaya.
Yvonne Butler. Japan, China, Dr. Linda King. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. See you Friday morning.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there's seems a question I didn't see just now. Do you want to answer it now?
Might as well.
Jaya,
这是问题吗？请问是努力做方案服务吗？
不是的, 哦, no, no. It's not a question, but it's she's trying to, the host is trying to confirm the question with the devotee who is asking the question.
Alright.
Good night. 晚安。大家晚安。Hare Krishna.